Two new studies in Asia show that growing malaria strains on the continent are becoming more resistant to anti-malarial drugs. This includes resistance to artemisinin drugs, which are considered to be the best defense against the disease. There are fears that a large number of people could die if these strains reach Africa, where the majority of malarial deaths happen. Dr. Madeline Leloux is advisor to the executive director of the Global Fund, which assists efforts to fight malaria, AIDS, and tuberculosis. She says that drug resistance is a common problem, but measures are in place to address it.
Drug resistance is something which is, frequent, and I wouldn't say usual, but can happen with any drug. The reason why there has been recently a shift from the old drug based on chloroquine and now to the artemisinin-like therapy is precisely a question of a high level of resistance. So all over the world, all the partners in the fight, and particularly WHO, the mandate of it is, are watching the level of drug resistance. When resistance occurs, which was not known before in one country, we have the flexibility to modify the drug in use and to make the country able to buy the drug that doesn't offer any resistance.